filling in for me. Appreciate that. That was awesome. Okay, so a motion to approve the minutes for February 28th, 2023.
Seconded.
There, Ally sent a couple of corrections on the minutes. I could try and pull up her email.
She like forgot to say that Dallas is awesome in the minutes and like, so they had to.
I seconded.
But they're not substantive, but I think if we just, if you're comfortable just saying including Ally's modifications, I think that's, if the, if whoever made the motion is accepted.
Okay.
Accepting of that. Who made the motion?
You made it and then you seconded.
Yeah, so then do I need to say it again then? So approval to, a motion to approve the minutes with the corrections from Ally or Allison, right?
It's Ally.
Oh, Elisa.
Ally.
Ally, sorry.
That's okay.
I apologize.
No worries.
And Jeff has second.
Second, yep.
Yep, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so, presentation from the city's health and wellness committee. Is that you, Elisa?
Yes.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Glad to be here. Thank you to most faces that I know and those I don't know. I'm glad to meet you. So the purpose of this meeting, the health and wellness committee is an additional committee that was organized in the city about a year and a half ago and is still trying to figure out exactly what their domain of work will be. There is a wide spread that we're asked to cover in the original documentation that created the committee. There are six main areas and they're really broad. And having to do with health, food, wellness in the city. And we've spent the last year doing some really intensive brainstorming and narrowing down what might be our focuses. There are so many places that we can focus that we could really get lost. And we wanted to make sure that we could find a place to make an impact instead of a millimeter of progress in 100 directions. So a big part of that is to review what is available and not duplicate work that is being done. For example, in our discussions in our committee, one thing that has come up multiple times is walkability in the city and trails and access to trails in the city. But we know and feel that that is not in our purview and scope, but it is also adjacent. So all of the members of the Health and Wellness Committee are spending the next 2 months visiting other committees in the city to talk about what we do, to solicit your suggestions and feedback about what you think our committee should be focusing on, and then we'll take that back and talk about that as we make goals in the next year, and then to share some encouragement and support for the things that you're doing that we just think are really valuable and want you to know that other committees in the city are also feeling like those things are valuable. During the last year, some of the work that we did included participation in a safety and wellness fair in the summer. We sponsored several workshops that were run by Davis Behavioral Health that had to do with strengthening families and mental wellness among families and especially among teenagers. And one of our most exciting pieces that is currently happening is the North Salt Lake Wellness Survey that I hope all of you have taken already. Wonderful, thank you. If you haven't, please do. This is a partnership with Utah State University where they are hosting a wellness survey that's a standardized survey that many cities have used and asking questions about wellness in the city. We've only added one additional question to the survey, which is what area of the city do you live in? And we've identified three different areas, kind of Foxborough area, Midtown area, and Eastside area. And we will be getting a report on that in April that will have some, I think, really interesting feedback about access to trails, access to events in the city, and does that feel different in different areas in the city? So if you have not taken that survey, please do, and please encourage as many people as you know to take the survey. Okay.
As long as they're over
18. Yes. All right. Are there any questions then about what we do in health and wellness or anything that you've seen that we're doing that you wondered about? Yes.
Tammy. I do have a question on the survey. Can you just share it from what you have or is there a website? Because I did want to know about that, how we can share it with our friends.
Yeah, so the if you see that on the Facebook post from the city, you can just click on it and copy and paste that link.
Okay.
And then there, I know there have been some emails to the committee that have said, hey, copy and paste this link. Like, that link can just get shared out all over the place.
Okay.
It will create a new survey every time somebody accesses that link from a separate IP address.
Okay.
You also can take it twice from the same IP address. But they don't really want you to know that because they don't want people to.
Oh.
But like you and your spouse could take it from the same IP address. That would not be problematic.
Okay.
But they also don't want the same person to take it like 14 times.
But I wondered. I did wonder that. Okay.
There's no way to screen out if somebody does that.
Okay. But I did want to share it with people that.
Thank you.
I know
please
you want,
do.
You want the feedback you mentioned. You know, can I do it with my spouse?
Yeah.
The survey. That's what I meant to say.
But it won't. If you copy and paste from your computer, it won't like copy your answers or anything like that.
Okay.
Everything's fresh.
And the results are coming in June or something like that?
Yeah, so the survey ends actually this week, March 31st, the survey ends, mm-hmm. and then the university does the analysis, and they'll generate a report that they'll give to us probably in May.
It'd be great to just share the post, because the post has the link in the text. Have you not seen the post?
No, I've seen it, and I've done the thing. I just wanted to, I wasn't sure.
To boost that post, so I was hoping people have seen it.
I was going to just get, it's hard to share it on if they're not North Salt Lake people. That was, I was trying to figure out how to do it without.
You can just right click on mm-hmm. the link and then you can text it. Or
I can do that.
And I'm glad you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I want people to do it because I know you'll get better feedback if more people do it.
Yeah, it closes on March 31st.
Yeah, it's good to know. So
3 days.
I'll do it today.
Oh,
and
boy.
We did have a base threshold goal, which is 375 respondents, and below that level it's really hard to get valuable data, but we've already surpassed that, so everything that we get from here is just additionally helpful.
Oh, that's good.
But the surveys, we're already going to get great information.
I'll admit I haven't taken it, and that's why I feel like I can lay down a challenge, like everybody around the table who hasn't taken it, you should all agree to take it. Mm-hmm. So
and text it to five people and ask them to take it.
Your spouses and you've got kids over 18.
I'll take it again because I might be feeling different the other day, you know. Yeah. I'm feeling happier today, so I'll do it.
We meet the second Monday of every month. So my purpose coming here is to let you know a little bit about what we do, to like officially and formally offer our encouragement for the work that you're doing in the city events. We feel like that is kind of an adjacent goal to what we want to do with community building. And so thank you for doing that. And there's potential that we would partner with you on some of those events if you have need for that. And also to offer specific encouragement on trails, walkability in the city, and bicycle access in the city. That's something that our committee has also identified as something that is meaningful in health and wellness in the city, but feels like it's outside of the scope of what we do. And then I would love to get ideas from this group about what I should take back to the Health and Wellness Committee. As citizens of North Salt Lake, what would you want a committee focused on health and wellness to be looking at in the city? What are your important topics?
I think the department's already dovetailed in well with health and wellness. Some of those are.
The Golden Spoke Ride on May 13th.
Somebody else's, right?
Well, it's...
We're going to help them.
Both. Yeah, we're helping.
The,
yeah.
So you would, want to set up a booth or something?
No.
At that?
No.
But would that be a good thing to do? Like, hey, you're riding a bike. Let me tell you about what's happening in your body right now. And
that would be something that we would coordinate, would not staff, but that is something that we could do. So maybe something with a local health organization that would share information about nutrition, exercise, activity, but the committee members probably wouldn't staff that.
So they're not medical professionals, or just
mm-hmm. We have our committee members are community members. The chair of the committee is a therapist, and he is actually the director of a substance abuse treatment center. And we have another woman on our committee that is getting a master's degree in public health, and then another woman who works for Salt Lake City dealing with homeless issues. So there's a lot of experience with regard to health and wellness, but nobody's a medical professional in that regard.
So brainstorming a little bit, a couple of the focus areas for Parks and Arts, one, major events, some of which have a health activeness component to them, or maybe they could, we could add more of that to those events. So there may be tie-in. But, and then two, recommendations on physical improvements to trails, parks, and what have you. But I think that something that especially is a complement to the events is actions that are less, maybe a little less formal, or they're more frequent. A monthly hike. That it's not a giant event. It's just everybody knows the first Saturday between this month and that month at 9 a.m. A group from North Salt Lake is going to be, I'm just giving an example, a group from North Salt Lake is going to meet at Wild Rose and go on a hike. And, you know, maybe we start to build in less structured, more frequent things that just help people be active.
Now, that's something that's come up specifically in our committee as well, but we didn't know if that, like, would that be something my committee is in charge of, or is that something this committee is in charge of? That's actually an event this committee has done before.
Mm-hmm.
With
the
trail
series. I'd get Jeff on that committee now.
I really have no idea, but I guess that, you know, it's
I love that idea.
Could be either, right?
Right.
He's got some ideas for that.
And Jeff and I have only talked, not as much as I should have, but that's a great idea. Like, maybe that is one thing that we then partner together, and it's something that is co-sponsored by both organizations. I think that's a great idea. We wanted
we
to make sure
okay
that we're not stepping on people's toes as well, as we start to plan events, that we're not in any way feeling like we're competing with the work that's happening here. But definitely supplementing and supporting.
We talked about the idea also of when Food Truck Night resumes, of getting a booth and setting a booth up, and just maybe we would take turns volunteering just to be there to have, we have a, you know, a calendar of events, and we've got a couple things that we can talk about. And I think just to be there in case people walking by, we have, there's foot traffic there, and we might get people that maybe aren't following North Salt Lake on social media or something, and just to kind of let them know that we've got these other activities, you know, in the upcoming year. And so if that was something that, you know, someone on your committee might want to join as well, I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have a couple volunteers there. So we could let you guys know, you know, when we're doing that, in case anyone wants to volunteer as well. Because I think that would overlap to kind of say, we have all these activities. Most of it involves people getting outside and moving around and engaging in activity and exercise. So, I think that, you know, to have health and wellness and parks and trails together.
That's a great idea. I will definitely take both of those back to the committee. One thing that Jeff and I had talked about only a little bit, and is a kind of a pending question with the city. Last year, the city did a Juneteenth event for the first time. And what that looked like was partnering with the food trucks, and then the city paid to hire a DJ, and then we brought in the Black History Museum bus, which is like a traveling bus. And I think that was it. It was just those two things. We had a few decorations. And so the idea of creating kind of low-level community events, and it went really well, and we're currently asking the question, are we doing that again this year? Last year, the city also declared Juneteenth a city holiday, and so it was a little bit in conjunction with that. And when we had the Juneteenth committee that was talking, that's a separate committee from Health and Wellness, just event specific, when we asked them about that and if they would want to do this again, one thing that they recommended was doing more events like this that are not just Juneteenth. Like, they were interested in also something during, like, focusing on Latinos in October, or different times throughout the year where we focus a little bit more on diversity and different groups throughout the city. I think that that's something that could pair really well with the food trucks, because we already have people coming and meeting together, and then we just do a booth or a DJ or something not as intense, and we can identify maybe this year we do three of those, or maybe it's just Juneteenth that we do. And that would be something that this committee could partner with, or we could identify who or whether we're interested in doing that. But that is, so Jeff and I talked only a little bit about that and didn't make much headway. Do you want to add to that? Do you have any suggestions for that?
I was thinking, and we, you know, in Utah, but I think our county in particular has a large population of Pacific Islanders. I think having something about Pacific Islander heritage would be useful or helpful. There's a a big presence of gays and lesbian, of the LGBTQ population in our county, so I think that might be helpful to maybe have something. And if it's in the summer, I know like June is Pride Month, so that would be a pretty easy box to tick, I think, to kind of, if we're talking about highlighting people in our community. But those are the kind of the things I was thinking about, was just kind of picking people that maybe aren't normally on the calendar, yeah. And kind of letting people know that we are a diverse community and we do welcome diversity, and it's important to the life of our community.
Yeah. That's something that the Health and Wellness Committee had identified as important to us, making sure that North Salt feels like a welcoming space. But that also was, is this something that we take on, or are we then stepping on the toes of the Parks and Arts Committee if we do that? Because they handle so much of the event planning for the city. Are there other opinions or suggestions?
Sounds like, would you want somebody from here sit on your committee too? Not like if I'm volunteering anyone, but just so you don't have that crossover, or it sounds like you're concerned about that. What do you
We are concerned about that, and we're more hoping to just be kind of respectful. I wouldn't want to add that type of workload to anybody. So I think something like this, where maybe once a year, just we have, or we all meet together, both committees entirely, and do a brainstorming session so that we stay connected, but I don't think we need to help.
Yeah, because when I think about it, it's not just Golden Spoke, it's not just Arbor Day, it's really quite a lot of what we do is the health and wellness of the community, right?
Mm-hmm. Especially when health has to do with interaction with other community members and physical activity, yeah.
Well, I have a question on where it's health and wellness. Have you approached any kind of child cancer or breast cancer or any kind of help in that, in any kind of walks or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That even in all of our extensive brainstorming, that never even came up.
Okay, well, because I, you know, it feels like they have big breast cancer walks and things like that, and maybe there's lots of things out there that maybe people in the community would like to do something like that.
I would love to combine that with our 5K and Liberty Fest, because that would get more people out to that event that morning.
I think so too. And that's, I mean, anytime that you can have a cause is a good reason to, not to just do a 5K, but for a reason. Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Is the marching band still around?
Likewise, I don't want to step on the marching band on North
NSLB. Inflation.
We don't have any tasks or assignments on walkability right now. Our whole scope of that right now is to come to this committee and say, we really support what you're doing and we keep making the efforts that you're doing with trails.
Can I make a recommendation? I think if it's a big enough event that the city is asking for assistance from staff, then that's our lead. That doesn't mean we don't want to coordinate. But I just think, to clarify lead, if that's not the case, I wouldn't worry at all about stepping on our toes. And what I'm getting at is, the last thing I would want is for you guys to feel like, ooh, we might want to explore this or that, but gosh, that might step on somebody's toes. I wouldn't want you to feel like that. I mean, just go ahead and go for it, you know? And that we share that information back and forth to each other, just so we're not duplicating and we're helping each other out. Just go for it. So how does that sound?
No, I think that's good too. And I was thinking also about the diversity. Somewhere, if we do diverse, we would miss somebody. So maybe if we just include everybody somehow, that it's always, we'll miss somebody.
The human day.
Was that?
The human day.
I don't know. I just, and same with even the wellness things. But I feel the same way when you were talking about that. I would think the more the merrier. I'd be happy to help on the other committees, and I'm sure that they would feel the same way with us. Like when we do the Halloween, I think it would be great to have something from your committee there helping us, or having a representation of, you know. The other thing as we were talking, is there any kind of I know Bountiful City passes out, or not passes it, somehow I think it's in the mail, They must have a newsletter or something that goes and tells what happens during the month. I think ours is maybe we do it all online or something. But does the city, because before I did this, I did not know that there was a Park Arts Trails and Recreation Board. I don't know that anybody knows that you have the Wellness Committee. Maybe, is there any way we can introduce people of who does what and what this actually is?
Like a PR campaign or...
Just even if they went to the northsaltlake.org or something and they had a little, like a little thing they could click on and this was who's on there or something. Isn't just say what we do or...
There is.
I think there is. Yeah.
Is there? Oh, I didn't know that.
You're on there too.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
This committee is.
Well, I'm sure we are. Maybe I should go in there. Maybe
that's why we were thinking of putting a booth at the food truck night. Because we were thinking like it's an event that's already organized and it's got food traffic, foot traffic, and I think just having a booth there, just even with a banner, people seeing that, you know, that we have a Parks and Trails mm-hmm. committee, and you know, if we have the banner and if Health and Wellness joins, just to say, you know, let people know that we are there, and then we're also there, I think, also to be a sounding board if people want to talk to us and they have something to say. You know, we're talking about having a survey and kind of finding out what people think. Maybe that's also a good way to kind of get people's off the cuff. Mm-hmm. You know, thoughts about life in North Salt Lake or what we should be doing.
Well, I think they'll like their city better if they get more involved in their city, for sure, and realize that there's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. It's not just living there, you know, it's being a part of their city too. So
I love this idea of the city booth at the food trucks night. Yeah. And I think that's something that we could even ask the city council members if they want to rotate through and go to that booth. And so people can just like ask questions about here's what matters to me in the city. So
I know Chief Black, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
Chief Black has done that. He's been out to every two or three food truck nights and just kind of been there for question and answer or whatever. Yeah. So
I would love if like Parks and Arts Committee took on, like, we have a booth at the food truck nights and then maybe offer to sign up for something for city council for health and wellness, and then people there can sign up for different nights that they would come. I think that's a great idea.
When does that start, the food trucks?
It's just in April. It's coming up.
Pretty soon?
Yeah, food trucks is April, okay. And then the vendor fair starts in June.
Okay. Daria even said we could even invite someone from the planning committee and
sure.
They could get comments from people about planning
sure.
committee issues.
Or I mean, just what it means to be on the planning committee.
If you guys
wanted, how you could apply if you ever wanted to.
Yeah, if you want someone to be there, you're welcome to bring a folding chair and sit at the booth with us. And,
I love that idea.
So, yeah.
And ask and even the golf committee, like, sure, if you have questions about the golf course, sure, I'll tell you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elisa, I've got one other brainstorming idea.
Yes.
One of the things that I think both groups share in common is that we're trying to get young people engaged, the youth. And I'm ignorant of what, if anything, we do to coordinate with schools to ask them about their, you know, health and wellness programs, to let them know what we're doing, to ask for, you know, hey, can you spread the word or to collaborate on stuff like that? And that might be something for your group is interested in that, something to bat around.
That we do that.
Okay.
So part of the work we've done with Davis Behavioral Health, which is also part of Communities That Care, if you're familiar with that organization, is they offer these workshops. And we've hosted them at City Hall. They've been hosted at Foxborough Elementary. They've been hosted at Orchard Elementary. So we've kind of helped to connect them into those different spaces as well. There's definitely more work and connection. I think that's a great suggestion to continue to reach out to schools, but that is something we are doing. Another piece that we have been working on is safety, safety and walkability around schools, and contacting the schools and meeting as a safety committee to talk about where would we be crossing guards maybe, or different plans for biking.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Other ideas, if you were thinking about health and wellness in North Salt Lake, what would you hope that committee is thinking about?
Identifying who North Salt Lake is.
Identity?
Helping identity.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Do we need more community gardens?
We have one that's hardly used.
Oh, I think every plot's been
is it?
Sold.
Yeah, it's an honest question. I'm not implying that we do by asking the question, but
that could be
adding more community gardens.
Is that the
center? I'm not saying that we definitely need that. I'm saying that would be something that maybe your group.
That's what you would think of if you were thinking of helping us. Is the community gardens run completely just by staff? There's not a committee or anything like that.
No, we used to have a resident vote. In fact, we went through volunteers and then couldn't find anyone, and so it's kind of falling back on staff. So.
Yeah. Okay. Other ideas, things you would hope this committee is looking at?
I think that we need to communicate with South Davis Sewer and Water at the waste treatment facility on the south side of Foxborough is frankly pretty horrific. They've got odor control equipment that they either are not using properly or don't know how to use. But it's
gotten better. They try.
I don't know if they're trying. I can't attest to that, but it's a problem.
Yeah, hey. I also live in Foxborough, and I also think it's a problem. I have also complained many times.
It must be getting better, because I haven't seen the social media deluge of...
I think it is better. It always would come in waves anyway. We haven't had a bad wave, I guess, for a bit.
Yeah, so it's good.
I do know that when that facility was approved and City Council had to approve it, they assured City Council there would not be odor problems. So it is... Even if it's better, it's still not what they told us it would be.
Well, City Council went and toured an identical facility in California.
So,
yeah. Somehow this had a lot of...
That's what I mean. They're either not using the equipment properly or it's not installed properly. Mm-hmm. There's something going wrong, and it's been going on for years, and it's not being addressed.
Yeah.
And when I've talked about it to the person drove up to my house and rolled on the window, just stared at me, and I was like, because they didn't believe me. They mm-hmm. So up until even two or three years ago, they refused to even believe that it was actually genuinely a problem. And I just find that to be pretty galling that all these people can be saying it. It's like, we're not having a mass hysteria event. It really smells like fecal matter here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. But,
is that Dale? Do you remember?
Yeah.
He has retired.
Okay.
So I used to just have Dale's cell phone number in my phone because
I do too.
Every
yeah.
time.
They're going to be
Hey, that's a good one.
At least we have the Stericycle under control, so that's more concerning to me than the smell.
Yeah.
But they were out of control.
Did
you guys didn't hear about that?
Other topics I should take back to my committee? Okay, so what I'm understanding, I love this idea, and I will tell my committee as well about this city booth at food trucks, and that they will be invited to sign up and be there at the booth a few times throughout the summer. Investigating a few nights during the summer where we do some type of event highlighting diversity or inclusion in the city. Looking at identity of North Salt Lake, community gardens, if there's a need for expansion of those. Following up on sewer and water from South Davis Sewer District. The idea of walking for a cause, if we identify one of those, that if there's an event where we're involving city staff, that we'll defer to the Parks and Arts.
Just coordinate with us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
What about doing something like the eyeglasses drives for South America, or whatever, you know, reaching out to other communities, coordinating those activities so people can give their old glasses, their old shoes, or whatever other charitable organizations collect so they can be shipped off to assist people elsewhere.
I will take that back. I love the idea of a charity drive. I know in the Health and Wellness Committee, one thing we've talked about is largely keeping our energy and effort to help the health and wellness internally in the city. Like we helped encourage the charity drive last Christmas when we were collecting items for the Woods Cross Teen Center that I know Linda mostly coordinated. But that idea of like how do we kind of turn our efforts into making sure here in North Salt Lake these things are being thought of. I mean, we're a mid-sized city, and sometimes those kinds of things don't get looked at the same way as they might do in a really small town, or they might in a big town that has a lot of resources.
But even given doing a drive is like an endorphin kick, being
mm-hmm.
being generous,
and it builds community.
Yeah,
absolutely.
A
Elise, are you staying for a little bit here?
I can stay for a little bit. Can we do?
The reason I ask is, I can't remember where it's on the agenda, but we're talking about the Golden Spoke event. And I just think that that one might be a ripe one for coordination.
Okay, yeah. On May 13th. When is the Kite Festival this year?
6th. 1 week before the Golden Spoke.
I think last year they were on the same day.
They were.
Okay, thank you. And all of you are welcome to the Health and Wellness Committee at any time. And you're also welcome to contact me if you have suggestions or think there's something that you think we should be thinking about or focusing on. Thank you.
And your next meeting is April 10th, Monday.
Yes.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming.
I think
it's very cool to do that, to coordinate.
Okay,
Public Works.
Cool. So we've got some report back. So Mathis Park, we just got these today, so chime in, anybody, this. So we legit only got these back just a few hours ago. They gave us two options. They're basically the same thing, just a different playground. So the trail that we all wanted around the park, basketball court, right? This is a zip line playground, and then this is the sitting area. So just this is what Sontag drew up for us. So basically the prices, I'm going to show both options. Really the only difference, like I said, is the playground in these two. And it doesn't include a lot of stuff. So we're getting the leads a little bit here, but we're looking at around $230,000 for the stuff that you see here. So that's playground equipment, basketball stands, zip line, exercise stations, new picnic tables, that's the synthetic turf underneath it, all that stuff, and then the installation. So I got a list at the end of the area of the stuff that's kind of not included that would also come into play. But here's what they've suggested. I think these are pretty good mock-ups of kind of how they look. This is the first playground. There's the zip line. Here's some of that equipment. You can see the three different, it's body weight basically is how they work. And then the picnic table area and stuff. So, and the option two again, same plan. $1,000 more essentially just because it's a little bit different. Playground equipment. But you can see just style wise. So what that doesn't include that we've been looking at, and we don't have a price for any of this stuff yet, is trail, which is the concrete and the asphalt work, irrigation replacement that needs to be done, if we want to add any shade structures, and then dirt work, any dirt work that we do, leveling berms, anything like that, and then we'll be willing to do some turf replacement, whether that's seeding or just turf. So that price isn't all included, but we just kind of wanted to get that to you guys and get opinions or thoughts on what they threw out together so far.
Is it 230?
So 230. I kind of...
Was that in our budget?
Yes. Yes, we've got... This is what we kind of... The eggs we put all in this basket after Palmquist kind of fell apart with the dirt work a few years ago. So this is what this committee decided to kind of, you know, target all that money towards. So any thoughts or questions? Or
well, do you find that a reasonable price?
The prices on everything have gone up so much lately, it's crazy.
So no.
Well, yeah. It's just I think it's a normal price.
Yeah.
It's state bid.
Yeah.
State bid, so that's a good price.
Can I just ask, because I haven't been here forever, but when we looked at making that a pickleball park, and then we decided it was too expensive because then we'd need to put lights in there.
And the parking was a problem too.
And so
we have to add the parking lot, make it bigger.
So this group said this would be better than doing the pickleball
hatch.
Yeah,
kind of the consensus came to.
Wasn't this your park or was it Kyle's?
Kyle.
Okay. So he had the biggest opinion because he was saying that it wasn't used very often. It wasn't necessary for the parking.
An additional parking wasn't necessary, is what he said.
Yeah.
But it would be if we were to do pickleball.
Have more like eight stalls there or something.
Yeah, but maybe not.
I don't know if it's very minimal.
Is it required seven if you do pickleball courts? Or
no,
maybe
I don't
it's
think.
It's just nice.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to put, like.
It'd be like regional conference that they have there at the conference center.
Yeah, like, for instance, like Woods Cross has a bunch of them. And you can't find a parking spot around the entire thing. It's just packed. So I think you're inviting a ton of people. And
yeah, you just have to take down a lot of trees and pump west to do pickleball too, right?
So. Yeah, and the other thing is trees. We probably maybe add some trees and some stuff. And I don't know. I can throw out some prices on what we think this might be, but it probably would be wrong right now. So I do.
Yeah, definitely use trees over shade structures.
So.
But are all the current trees being taken out?
We don't plan
on
taking
any.
No.
Because they've got huge trees.
Yeah, we wouldn't
want to
take out any.
Okay, good. Because I was thinking you would almost
don't
even need shade structures because
they're so big. Right. Well, that was why we didn't do it. Is because it just felt like the money was better spent on the rest of the stuff and not trees. Because you're right, there's a lot of mature trees. So we'd want to do everything, all the work we can, avoiding taking out any trees.
Yeah, I don't think that's a pickleball area. It sounds like that's what this proposal is also saying. It's not a pickleball perfect place.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Did you get the kind of feedback you were looking for?
I think I didn't really get anything negative or whatever, so we'll probably just work on getting some more prices and for trails and get some designs with that. Now that we have the rough drawing, we can take it to our engineers and try to get some more pricing on some of that stuff, figure out how we want to do it. So if everybody seems to keep work in the right direction, I guess. That's all.
All
right.
Right
on.
Good talk.
All right. Two things to mention. Help me out if I already talked about this. There is a budding idea of doing a pilot to test a dedicated bike path in the city. Really just get a sense of how well utilized might it be and what are the issues that would be and how might we overcome those issues if we were to install a dedicated or protected bikeway. Have I talked about this here before?
Uh-uh.
So at this point, the council has given staff a green light to come back with a couple of ideas for routes and time frames and what that would be to test this out as a pilot. And I think that if, assuming that we actually do a pilot, that would essentially turn, in a way, it could turn into a, let's say it's a month. Let's say it's a 1 month. It's not really an event, but it might be something that we get the word out and we program it a little bit. We have a weekly bike ride. You know what I mean? And that this would be a really good kind of two committee kind of activity. Something fun. And you know what? If we, at the end of the pilot, we decide it's not worth it to go ahead and put in a protected bike lane, then we will have built all of this community, like, you know, love and identity and networking and what have you, right? So there's not a lot of downside to it. And if we decide we're going to do some type of bike improvement, whether it's fully protected or not, you know, we'll decide, then, you know, people will feel like, oh, okay, I know how to bike. I remember how to do this. I can do this with my family or whatever. So at this point, it's premature. We don't have a route. We don't have a time frame. We don't have anything. But I wanted you to be in the loop that this is budding. Do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I think they are planning on doing the trial on Eaglewood Drive, right? Or Eagle Ridge. The bike lane trial? Is that?
Or Orchard.
Is that ball already rolling, or are we still pending some decisions to say that that's happening.
I got instruction to look into how we could implement a pilot program.
Okay, so it's not quite happening just yet.
I didn't hear specific instruction on which route.
I think that we, yeah, right. We didn't really land on us on the route. I think that the most talked about has been Orchard. But, you know.
Because there's so much bike traffic on Eagle Ridge. Because it's really
I think I've been about it.
Yeah.
Maybe just the one other thing that I would just have you stick in your head is we're talking about that it would be advantageous if the pilot extended to a natural destination, which could be the Front Runner station, which is not in our city, or the big Davis Recreation Center, not in our city, meaning we would work with another city, Bountiful or Bountiful and Woods Cross or Woods Cross.
Intentionally,
we would try.
Like,
we would intentionally work it. Yeah.
The hope would be to incorporate other cities in the process, or would you want to have a destination, you know, like to Legacy Park or something, or if you want to have?
I think that's a really good option.
I think you need to have it tied to the Legacy Parkway Trail, and that would kit.
Or the other one.
That's another really, so it's a really good idea that we can control it if we have a natural destination in our city. So this is good feedback already. And, you know, maybe Allie, there's a couple of options that come back to council. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one where Centerville's like Onion Road or whatever that is, just ends at railroad tracks. And
then
there's no place to go.
Yeah.
Just about
400
north.
Destination.
Yeah.
And then there's a dedicated loitering that occurs right there.
So if that went through, that'd be somehow awesome. Or, 89 isn't very friendly, and so there's really not a clear throughway in North Salt Lake. I guess if you go up, like you're saying, to Orchard or Eagle Ridge, but.
What about extending the one on Center Street,
Main Street might
all the way up to Orchard? Because I don't know at what point it stops, but it stops before you hit Redwood, I think.
Right.
And that's tied right up there with the
bike trail. In the master plan, there is it's different than protected. Right. There a bike trail planned in the master plan? It was supposed to go behind, like,
on Center?
D. Lawless's house, maybe? Wasn't it?
Oh, the Bamberger Trail. That one's not really a candidate for a pilot program because it's on private property and there's no trail built.
Yeah.
What he's talking about for the pilot program is a protected bike lane.
Yeah.
And we could put it theoretically where there already is a bike lane, which there already is one on Orchard, there already is one on Eagle Ridge, there already is one on Center Street. Those are all great options. 1100 North already has one. So the pilot would be just putting up temporary physical barriers to see how a separated or a buffered bike lane would bring up perform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I do have a question about that. So if there is a bike lane on Orchard, what about the cars that park on Orchard?
Yes, exactly. So these are some of the issues we'd have to see. You know, can we live with that as a community? What are the trade-offs? There are issues. And that's a perfect example.
Yeah, some people might have to rent fewer rooms out in their house. Sorry.
There's some.
You know the home I'm talking about?
Just say.
Okay, so more to come on that, but if you're aware of that, that's good. Secondly, there is a budget retreat coming up for council. And I think if you all have, you know, ideas that you would put into a wish list for exploration, you're welcome to convey that. You can talk about it now. Of course, there's no guarantee that things are going to be made to the budget, but I'd rather have you share your ideas as a committee than not. So you can do that now, and you can do that throughout this meeting, and you can reach out to me after the meeting. That happens in mid-April, April 15th.
What about leave as a destination?
I think that's
even
that's
to,
legit.
Like, sponsor some advertising that we could put on those temporary barriers.
That's legit.
Just find a way to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's we could do that in a timely manner with UDOT though.
Yeah, maybe there's no bike lane there right now.
That thus concludeth my TED talk.
That's really good.
Well,
I'd like to talk with you afterwards about ideas for the budget, I guess. Great. Is what you're asking for.
Yes, okay. Please.
I think we just need to be better about spending it because we don't.
Oh, yeah.
We need to enlarge our events. Able to utilize the money we have been given to begin with, I think.
I think we need new monument signs coming into the city. Ours are very dated.
That's what I wrote down.
I think that kind of goes in with birds, trails, arts.
Waterfalls.
Actually.
They'd freeze right
I want something out of Vegas, something big.
We already have a design, actually, for the ones that enter into the town center. They're fabrication ready. We just have the money to buy and install.
Hey, and can I call an audible? Does everybody know everybody? Should we?
I do have. I don't know. Just
I know one. That I know. I don't know you, and I'm sorry that I didn't
That's
get
okay.
a chance to introduce
been
myself
here
before.
Once before.
Okay.
I know. I'm just in support of the trails.
Oh, great! Awesome.
Yeah.
What's
and
your
I,
name?
And I'm Kathy Majero, and I work for Salt Lake City. I'm a court clerk.
Oh. Do you live in North Salt Lake?
I do.
Wonderful.
She works for North Salt Lake.
Wait, what?
She said Salt Lake City.
Oh, did I say Salt Lake
City? Yeah, she's a court clerk in North Salt Lake at City Hall.
Oh.
Oh,
okay. Oh, so you work here and live here.
That's how I know.
Wonderful.
I think she's giving
a fair change here. I got that wrong, too.
She's
so.
Across the hall from me.
Yes, that's
how I
know. So are
Glad
you
here.
Sitting here because, like, as a community member contributing, well, or did you get assigned to come here?
No, I didn't get assigned.
Okay.
I just am, I'm an avid hiker, so I just... want to support the trails.
And she's contributing with ideas for signage and where it needs to go.
Wonderful.
It needs to be updated. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, it's great. Okay.
Well,
oh,
actually,
Golden Spoke. Golden Spoke.
Is continuing.
And yet, there's more.
Part two.
But wait, yes. Okay, so the Golden Spoke is on May 13th. There is a group of agencies that are doing planning for that event. The purpose of this agenda item is to talk about what we want to do. Do we want to do anything that augments their plan? And what are we prepared to offer to help them with their core event? Okay. The main thing, organizing thing about the Golden Spoke is that there will be a big destination in Farmington. And a bunch of food trucks and who knows what, juggling and merriment between noon and 3.
Because that little part closer to the spoke was too small, probably.
Yeah, and I don't even know where in Farmington, but I just know.
It's at the regional park.
Okay. Are you engaged in the planning?
I'm on the Active Transportation Committee for Davis County, and so I've been aware of it. I'm not part of it, but
okay.
I'm aware of it.
Okay. So that goes from noon to 3, which means if we have a planned event kickoff for our city, we would need to give bicyclists enough time to get to Farmington in time for that event. So that it affects when we would tell people to show up. Just,
I'm wondering if we should back up a little bit because a lot of you all know what the Golden Spoke is and the trail system. Maybe just give us a little bit of an overall,
thank you.
And then we can.
And that's always good practice that I so often forget. Like, you know, just start with the big.
First question, if we could be involved, is that we have the Kite Festival that day as well.
No, it's the 6th. No, it's the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's been
changed. Because last time we did it the same day.
The Golden Spoke is the nickname for the big trail that runs all the way from Ogden Canyon all the way down to somewhere in Provo. I forgot where in Provo. Okay.
Provo Canyon.
Anyway, it runs the whole length of the Wasatch Front.
Yeah.
Why the Golden Spoke? It's a play on the Golden Spike. So when the Golden the Transcontinental Railroad finished, they drove in the Golden Spike. Well, when this when this when this big trail finished, it actually finished in Salt Lake City, and that's when they minted the term the Golden Spoke.
There was one piece that was missing out of that, which was that bridge part, right?
Yes, exactly.
So they
right.
spent the millions of dollars to put this bridge over a bunch of rails.
Oh.
And that's where the actual Golden Spoke is in that bridge.
Over there off of North Temple?
Yes.
Yeah, and it's probably not true, but I think we're fond of saying that it's the longest urban trail in the country, which is almost certainly not true. But let's just go with it.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. So once a year, there's a big event to kind of get people riding, celebrate bike infrastructure, be active, have fun, you know, that kind of thing. And increasingly, it's not just about the big route, which includes Legacy Trail, is part of the Golden Spoke. But it's also about the tributaries, if you will, the big, the cool routes into it. So that's the idea. We happen to have a piece of the Golden Spoke and a really cool park right on the trail. We're like a perfect spot to kind of have a little bit of a celebration. I've conveyed our interest in at least having some kind of city celebration to the Golden Spoke organizers. They're aware of that. They're planning to have a refreshment presence there here in North Salt Lake at our park. And
you say they are, meaning they're in charge of it, or we are?
It is currently vague. No, they are in charge of it.
Okay.
They are in charge of it. They would love to take some volunteer staffing from us if we would be willing to provide it.
Okay.
I think if they might even push their luck and say, well, you guys just lead that up. But I think that we can politely say, no, it's okay. You guys lead it up and we will support that.
We're going to be writers.
Because we did. Was that 2 years ago?
Years ago, I planned it. We did it.
We had our own function.
We had some like vendors. Yeah, we just had like granola bars and water and trails maps up and stuff about North Salt Lake. But then we also invited some vendors like e-bike companies and stuff.
Oh, nice.
Had some tents set up and so you could go ride an e-bike in the parking lot.
Oh, nice.
And
I love
it. We had like Trek, I think they're Rocky Mountain e-bikes, maybe one of their Bountiful Bicycle maybe. So that's what we did a few years ago. It was low-key. And it was just a stopping point for them to rest their legs. And
what you're describing is bigger than what we did last year. So.
Well, let's keep it simple.
It can be simple. It can be simple.
Water and granola bars.
I don't think it needs to be crazy. I think so there's the refreshment component. Maybe there's vendors and some cool things that we do like that, too. Three, I think it would be good for committee members, both committees, to lead or go with small groups of residents. My thought is you have the hardcore bicyclists that are going to go to Farmington. They don't really need to have their hand held, so to speak. And I think that if I were a critic, which I am, of the Golden Spoke event, it's that it doesn't cater to families well enough. And I think we can make up for that. We could have...
With the event at Legacy.
Yeah, with the event at Legacy, we could have a very small circuit that is really just organized to so families can taste the Golden Spoke, not have to go for a long ride, not go up to Farmington and back, but something small, they loop back, they get to have some oranges and feel like they went on a family bike ride. So that's, I would throw that out, that that's one of the things that we do. We augment Golden Spoke with something family oriented.
I know that Farmington, at least last I heard from them, their plans were to do, and it's Davis County sponsored, I think, but they were going to do like a bike rodeo in the parking lot and and family stuff there.
So it could be that we just kind of encourage our residents to go to Farmington. I mean, this is why I wanted to put it on the agenda that we talk it through. So
I haven't ridden the Legacy Trail from North Salt Lake up to Farmington. Is that, it seems like that would be fairly family friendly, or is that too far?
It's not very far.
I mean, it's pretty flat,
right? It's probably 10 minutes for anyone at this table, but maybe a little longer for a family, but that'd be a good destination if they're having games up there. But I think the reason they're doing it in Farmington is it's also the celebration of whatever anniversary of the DNRG trail, which is what it connects into on the Golden Spoke. The Legacy Trail goes to the DNR, Denver and Rio Grande. So it's some 10-year, 20-year, whatever anniversary of the DNRG trail.
What's the park in Farmington they're going to?
Farmington Regional.
Mm-hmm. I think one of those trails is closed off in that.
They are going to have to do a detour
where the
West Davis corridor is doing construction.
It'd be great if UTA could be involved and maybe you could ship your families home on Farmington.
Okay, it's 9.4 miles.
No, one direction. My kids off, so that's see you when you get home.
UTA is a sponsor of it.
Okay, so maybe if you needed a ride from Farmington to Woods Cross to get you closer to Legacy, I don't know, it'd be a free ride.
Okay, so other thoughts on what we do in North Salt Lake versus what we encourage people to do in Farmington? That's one of our big questions.
I mean, it seems like if it's 9 miles, it seems like it's an easy bike ride, but for a family, that might still be daunting. I mean,
if you were pushing
9 miles one direction, so you got to come back. Yeah.
So maybe it would be worth having something here, and maybe we call it the Golden Nugget, and we have our own little offshoot thing to do, like you said.
Is the Wasatch Front Regionals event, is it a like starting line in Ogden or starting line in Provo, or are they just encouraging communities to ride along the trail somewhere during
both.
The day?
They're doing both. So there are big starting points. And they know that and are encouraging individual cities to start their own thing.
Okay. And to kind of time it accordingly.
So I just wondered if there was a time frame or a time when we should be meeting up with the other groups or however it worked.
Great point. And the answer is yes. And I actually have that in a note here. So I'll look that up. But I think they said it would be like 1:30 that you'd see a lot of riders coming through North Salt Lake, something like that.
Do you know if they're coming from the south or the north?
They're coming from the south. Northbound.
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably was singing some Creedence Clearwater Revival.
What is it? I guess I don't know how much we need to talk through this unless you have other thoughts or ideas. But I still kind of feel like a relative newbie to this committee, because I don't know how we decide, okay, so how we line up the commitments on the committee of who's going to do what. So what's our approach to do that?
That's a great question.
I think that we've all kind of just volunteered of who was going to do things. Nobody's ever really said, you do this, you do that, in my times,
okay.
I think, right?
From my perspective, the planning part of it and having some of these details sooner than just a few weeks ahead of time, I think is one way to get more people out to them. So if we're only meeting once a month and it's the end of March, and then, you know, we have a plan, the kite festival or the bike ride, you know, to be able to advertise and you know, show what the details are would be helpful. So I know, is that something you're saying? Yeah. So where do we go from here? Like,
I'll jump in here on this. Cause on this, do you want us to plan a big event, or do you want us to just spearhead they're bringing we'll man the whatever they bring? Because if that's the case, I mean, that's an easy assignment for us. But if you want us to do something more, then we need to step in and say, we'll do this.
Okay, so here's, I guess what I'd throw out, and I'm throwing this out as a very malleable starting point. I don't have, it doesn't bother me if you think that, no, let's do something different. Let's write their plan for refreshments. Let's not recreate the wheel. Mm-hmm. Let's have people show up at noon so that there's enough time for them to just kind of get on their bikes, figure stuff out, get a refreshment. Those that want to do a ride to Farmington, they're not late in that, you know, they get up there by easily by 2 so that they can enjoy the festivities up there. I think if we had people meet at 1, they'd be cutting it close in Farmington.
So they're going to bring the refreshments at 12? I think maybe 11.
No, what time they set the refreshments up, I think the refreshments will be set up early.
Okay.
In North Salt Lake. What time we advertise,
right,
to the city to show up at the park, maybe we encourage people to come at
noon.
Well,
because you said they're going to be in Farmington from 12 to 3, right?
Yeah.
I would say we say 11, because
okay,
that would give them more time to get up there. Not that they would.
Okay, good. I like that.
In my opinion. But,
okay. So we write their refreshment game plan. Maybe we invite a food truck or more to be there if they want to be there, so that we round out food options in our park. Thoughts on that? That would be up to the food truck. We wouldn't be, we just let it be letting them know, hey, we think a chunk of, enough residents are gonna come, it might be worth your while. Okay, then we, in addition to helping to staff refreshments on some level, that we do rides with families. Maybe we have a committee member set up to do a ride every half hour from 11 to 2, something like that. We'll do a family bike ride. We'll lead a family bike ride at 11, 11:30, 12, 12:30, 1, 1:30, and 2. Maybe that's too much. Maybe that's not necessary, but something like that. So that's what I'd throw up. Thoughts?
Where do you picture this route?
I know.
Just along, just leading at the trail.
It might just be up and back,
and then up to Farmington.
Well, or this family tour that you're talking about. I just don't see a circle where you're talking about. Am I missing?
There's a little park that's in Woods Cross that if you're on Legacy, you have to divert to go over to the park. That would be an easy all trail turnaround, and then turn back around.
Okay, so you go up the trail.
You're turning the one right off Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's maybe only 3/4 of a mile or something.
Well,
yeah, it's
very far away.
I almost think that maybe we have something at 11 for people who want to do it, and then maybe not anything else, because if there is a family,
yeah, okay,
the chances of them going clear to Farmington,
right,
might be slim. This is just me thinking out loud.
Right.
But the other is we have an event the week before that families are going to participate in, because
right,
that kite festival is usually pretty big.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have all of us participating in something else for a few hours is also kind of a lot to ask of all of us.
Okay.
Maybe. But I don't know. If they have little kids and they are going to go really far, maybe we could even just say we'll start something in North Salt Lake, and maybe we'll do something in Woods Cross a sec. And then if they want to continue on to Farmington to go to the big event, maybe that's something.
Sure.
But I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one brave enough to say anything.
That's a long ride for little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's a long ride for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
So would it, alternatively, when Allie mentioned that before there were maps, I mean, if there are big maps there where we're all meeting, then if families and people could just see, hey, here's an option, or this is how far it is, you know, without needing to actually physically lead
That's a very good point. The only reason why we would need to lead something is if we don't stay on the main trail. If we stay on the main trail, it's going to be very well signed, even better than it already is.
But the main trail isn't Legacy, it's the Bonnet Mills Shoreline, right?
No, it is Legacy.
Oh, it's Legacy. Yeah, so it is then Legacy. It would be... I mean, that's
it doesn't need to be, yeah, we don't need to lead tours if people are going to Farmington.
It's really short.
But I wonder, I mean, you could, if there was, yeah, a little trail that was even just around Legacy Park.
Well, what a great idea!
Yeah, you know, because then if you had
more participation,
if you had your strollers and your tricycles and your big wheels, then it's kind of fun and they feel like they were part of the...
There's actually two leading up that area. There's a smaller one with one little playground, and there's one with the soccer field and some
larger. I don't want to discredit what you're saying.
No, I think you're good. I mean, as you're talking, I'm like, it's better for us to just aim small, have pull it off, have a nice event. We don't need to spread ourselves super thin. I'm thinking about how modest it was a year ago, and it's not like we're going to have 1,000 North Salt Lakers show up. I just don't think that it's going to happen. You know? So
I hope some people participate, though. I think it's good, and I don't mind helping.
So, yeah, no, I'm kind of like, so anything else on this? I know that we spent plenty of time on it. I don't want to belabor it, but. Does anybody feel like, oh, I would love to be a point person for this? Oh, yeah. I need me some golden spoke action.
I'll be honest.
Kyle probably would.
This year, we could have probably combined the Kite Festival and this bike ride because we've had the Kite Festival out at Legacy Park before. So we had the company coming with all the big kites. We could have done that in the morning with the bike ride. But now that we've made great efforts to separate them.
But they said that there wasn't as much bike down there. They said it was better to do them up above because the kites fly up there.
They do. That's true.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I've never been to the one below, but the ones that I've done up there, they do fly.
May 13th, there might be very little wind.
It'll probably be snow on the ground.
The rain we're going, yes.
Yeah.
And so does anybody want to, at this point,
I live walking distance from Legacy Park, so I'm happy to walk over and help. I don't have a bike. I like riding a bike, but I don't own a bike, so I can't participate in rallying people or anything, but I'm happy to be there and be a person who's doing things.
I would like to ride the thing, but I'd like to
get the anchor spot.
We had that e-bike company that actually was headquartered in North Salt Lake, and then they moved to Bountiful. I thought that would be fun if they wanted to donate some.
Tell them they're banned.
What was their name?
It's
Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain e-bikes.
It's Brett Legendary. I know him personally. But he also, I think, gave a discount to the police department on the e-bikes. I think it was the same company.
Yeah,
so I'm sure
he'd bike getting up the mountain.
We still have an e-bike shop on 89. It's called Garage Cycle. It's by the Dandy's company where Barlow's used to be. So that's, they have e-bikes. There's a bike shop. Do you want me to contact them? Do we need them?
I just was curious. I just was throwing that out.
This group, or we do have one.
We could contact Lion Scooters, and this could be their launch event.
Oh, that'd be fun.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Last thing we need is scooters all over the city.
Oh, they're coming. We have two companies.
Yeah, it's
Lime.
If it's going to come to us, we might as well celebrate it, right? I think.
But they're going to stop, their scooters would stop at the city boundary.
Really?
They stop at the city boundary.
Like just
because the other cities have to sign agreements saying they'll allow
So I don't know that that would be the greatest for this event because they would just stop
Right. You get to Woods Cross.
Stop your scooter.
The wheel freezes.
And off on Legacy Trail.
When you download the app, when you buy them, they show it.
We have a server party going north or south.
Really? Wow, I always wondered that.
Crazy. Yeah. They're expensive though.
Wow. Okay.
To rent, or you're saying, like?
To rent them, they're
expensive. Yeah, take both.
Hey, they're pretty expensive.
Yeah, every time I go, it's like, I swear I go out down to like an 80.
We send them all the time.
We spend them all weekend.
Throwing in the Jordan River.
Yeah, they're 15, 20 bucks a pop.
They're thrown in the Jordan River all the time.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's because they're stopping at the Salt Lake City boundary because we don't have the agreement.
We're throwing them off.
Yeah, so they just dump them into the river.
So they stop running, so
they're
like, whatever, maybe.
And then the guys with the GPS have to come collect them.
I just am not sure with the geography. We'll finalize, too, next month to get everything because we still have a couple weeks.
Your battery's dead halfway up there.
So I would think the next one is just let's just go to the events planning would probably be the kite festival is coming up, so let's just go to that because that's the Easter egg. That's chair updates. That's awesome. You're so clever. I love it. They don't need anything from us on the Easter egg.
No.
Right? They've done that before. Okay, perfect.
They were stuffing eggs last week.
Were they? Okay.
3,000.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. And
the Easter Bunny will be there.
Okay.
It was really fun last year. I mean, that one of the cute YCC kids dressed up in the Easter Bunny costume and had pictures with the families. We had the balloon backdrop and they stayed for a long time. They were lined up to get the pictures. And we've got the fire truck coming this year, South Davis, to do the little horn to start. It's a little creepy, but.
Well, that's good. That'll be fun. Anyway. So the Kite Festival, Camille texted me and asked me about the kites. Linda, when we put those away last time, we thought we would have enough for this. Do you remember when we put those away? That was a whole year ago.
What do you have for breakfast? We'll start with that.
I know. I just remember we had a lot left over.
Did we? Because we were last year we used the ones that were left over from the year before.
Yeah.
So
I remember thinking we needed to supplement.
Well, we'll have to get. So are you? It's hard for me to get to the. Can you go check those? Do you mind doing that? Will you just check and see how many kites we have and crayons?
This
is me
on Thursday.
I need to find the Easter Bunny
costume
too.
Okay, so we meet with Linda.
Get
that
dry cleaned.
We did. We own one. I see you guys having
one
on the office chair. Yeah.
Put it
in the car. You can
sweep it everybody out as they walk by.
I was almost thinking last time when we were cleaning up all the crayons. There was a lot of them, and they don't really get used. I was wondering about doing those. Have you ever seen those round paint dot pins? Mm-hmm. I almost think those might be better. Because we could get away with doing maybe three containers of those, and I think they would go, be a little bit better.
Can you check that? Where that's
a draw on
the bingo mm-hmm. markers.
You don't even draw, you just
write just
up and down. Yeah, instead
of
doing the coloring
the
on them.
Mm-hmm. What is it, a stamp? Like,
I mean, we could have crayons there too.
They're dot markers.
It's like a bingo marker. Like,
we wouldn't have to buy any extra crayons, but okay, I'll do that.
Sounds like it would take a while.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we ran out of
using the paper. What's it called? The tablecloth.
And I do remember last time. I think this would be Randy. Do you do the those big things that go into the ground? The city things, the flags.
We have the flags here.
Okay.
We've got another. He's for Juneteenth. I don't remember what they are. We got six of them. Four of them.
So we talked about last time that maybe we should have put those somewhere, like maybe on coming up, like on Eaglewood Drive or at the very bottom. Maybe placing them a little bit different than so people might know.
What are we talking about?
The flags. Remember how we didn't use those last time?
And the inflatable.
And the inflatable, having the inflatable.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing that last. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just make a note on that. Because we will have one more meeting before that, but we do want to use that, especially for, because that's a good thing to have.
For the artwork, do you want me to use what we did last year?
Oh, yeah.
And just, I mean, I kind of stayed with Rachel's original artwork kind of theme.
So yeah, it's fine with me if it's fine with everybody else. Okay. Is that okay?
Is it 9 a.m., 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 9 to 10:30 probably.
I think we should just put the start.
Yeah, just 9. Is that okay?
Are you getting the same DJ?
Okay, so I was going to ask you about that. So the one that we've had in the past, he doesn't really do it anymore, but I have another one that we can still use, and I just want to make sure he's $350. Is that okay? The other one is $250. It's only $100 more. Okay. And do we want to do a food truck or something?
I think last year you got that Midway Bakery.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're doing it anymore. Does anybody know about Midway Bakery?
I put Elliot from the food truck league kind of on standby, and he could get whatever we want. So
who's that?
The food truck league is basically
that's who
does all of the food trucks for our Monday nights, for our Liberty Fest. They have a genius business model that was smart of them to come up with. That basically, if you're a food truck, you want to be part of the food truck league because it's a one call stop for the rec for those of us that are planning events.
Okay.
So they deal with all the scheduling. They make sure that like there's not two of the same kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
So we just tell them how many trucks we might want. And
well, last time having one I think was better than having a lot.
But there was a line.
Can you get one?
It wasn't too bad of a line.
I was looking at it.
You know what kind of
longer.
Was it?
Okay.
People can wait.
It's probably lunchish.
Yeah, lunchtime.
How do we get in touch with him?
I've got his contact.
Are you sensitive? Okay. And is everybody available for that? Everybody's good for that? Okay. And we've always had the balloon something to take pictures. Do you think that's a good or a bad thing? We've scaled it down a lot because before it was like a lot of money. But we could do just a balloon arch that's really not a lot of money, but it gives people a place to take pictures.
If you do so they're doing one for the Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you just do the arch and then they can put some kind of backdrop in there, it's more like $350 instead of like $2,500.
Yeah.
So.
And I even think the one that we did before was even less than that. Because I just told her to just kind of do like a corner thing. And
yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I think that makes it really fun.
I think we need something for everybody's
just
pictures.
More festive.
I don't want to steal from this lady's business, but what if we were just to invest in something that we could use over and over again? So the Easter egg hunt uses it, we can use it.
I know. I wish
just something.
One of the biggest costs is the hours of assembly. So that's just a lot of work for somebody, whoever's doing it. Even if it's city doing it, that's a paid staff member or volunteer that's blowing up balloons and assembling them for hours.
Yeah, but so if we bought something that we could just...
That doesn't come down?
Well, comes down, but not...
Then you can reassemble.
Not like assembling a tent.
Yeah.
You know, but something that's just like, whoop,
that's
here we go.
Probably kind of what we, a little bit of the thought process behind buying the inflatable with the big logo.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of that same idea. So, I mean, you might be onto something. I mean, maybe there's some way to.
Oh, well, I guess if, depending on where you put that, that could be the.
Buy something that looks like balloons, plastic part.
Mm-hmm. If you put that somewhere where we could do pictures, we could kind of say that's the pictures.
Look, John is in the business.
But is it cute?
Giant, like, a mascot.
A bison or a cow or something. And just,
well, there it is.
Yeah,
how
did
you know? 15 bucks he just said.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll start looking into finding something permanent.
Okay, so Camille, you're going to take care of
inventory.
Okay, and then let's see, Juneteenth. And you'll get back with us on that. What you want us to help with that, Elisa? Okay, that's far enough away that we're okay.
Sure.
Yeah. And the others, let's just put everything else on for now. Any review items for anybody? Anyone?
No.
Do you have anything, TJ? No. You've said a lot today.
I have.
We appreciate that.
Can I ask
yes, of course, Alex. Yes, of course.
Listed on there was the Jordan River, the Get to the River Festival.
Oh.
Which I usually single-handedly do that event every year, but it's the 10-year anniversary of the Get to the River Festival.
Oh, we should do that then. That's in the fall, right?
It's in the fall, it's in September.
Yep.
It's usually the, I think we have it for the third Saturday in September.
Mm-hmm.
September 20th.
Sounds awesome.
So usually what we do is we meet at the Riverview Boat Ramp in Salt Lake City, and then we lead a paddle down the river about 3 miles. It takes about an hour and a half tops. In a previous year, it coincided with the opening of a section of trail there, and we had like a food truck at the end, and that was really fun. But I wondered if anybody had any ideas about how we could celebrate it for a 10-year anniversary, do something a little different or bigger. I think we still need to do the paddle that we do every year because that's very well attended.
We had
people on stand-up paddle boards last year, and I was like, don't fall in. Please don't touch the water. So we have the Jordan River Trail that goes all along it, so we could do something with like a bike event. What we had done when we opened the trail was we did boats and bikes, and so we had people paddle down and then they could ride their bikes back up to their car. So we provide a shuttle service that will take them back up to their car at the Riverview Boat Ramp. In previous years we've also facilitated like a bike ride back up to the parking lot. And then we have that food truck, but I don't know if anybody had any out of the box ideas because I'm fresh out.
Well, let's, if you don't mind, just because we weren't aware in the time, can we just put that as homework?
Yep.
For next, and will you put it in the minutes that everybody needs to come up with an idea? Because I think that's good. It's a 10-year, that should be a big thing, and let's do something fun for that. Something with...
It is a fun event.
Yeah, and we could someone could win the golden paddle or something...
Put a motor. I like that.
I don't know. They could do something, and you know, and maybe they could give it away the next year or something. I don't know.
They do sell giant inflatable mosquitoes as well, so that would
actually.
Jeff. Mosquito bounce house.
Are you?
Mosquito bounce house.
Are you on finger hood or something?
It's actually really beautiful. I don't know if anybody's gone on it. It's a really beautiful section.
It's fun.
It's really, and it's fun to see all the different ways you can recreate along the river because you see people on bikes on this side and then you pass the Jordan River OHV park. So you see the motorcycles flying through the air on the other side and then it's like really peaceful and there's like all kinds of wildlife there that's specific to the river.
Well, if we have some money, maybe we could, anybody that participates, they get a ticket and maybe they could win a paddle board or something like that, or one of those inflatables or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. And there's also organizations that like to partner on these events, like the Hogle Zoo or Tracy Aviary are always willing to come set up like tables and with information about the wildlife in the area. Hogle Zoo will even like bring animals,
alligators
for... like a little petting zoo type of thing. So there's those options available.
Okay, that's our homework then. Everybody needs for that for Allie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allie.
How are people on the bike trail shooting water guns at people in their boats?
Will you put that to the her put it closer to the top of the agenda next time so that doesn't get skipped over?
Sure.
Allie, are we okay on the plan for next time to get back together with the trail people and do some trail mapping?
Oh, are we not doing it this time?
I thought our plan was next month.
Yeah, it wasn't this time.
Yeah, we were going to skip a month.
I had it down for today.
Oh, because it's on the next, it's the next item.
It's on the next
trails. Yeah, well, it says trails submission.
Yeah, it's
that's
on
the right
agenda.
Okay.
Okay, that's great.
I'm prepared for it. But if the rest of the subcommittee's not here, then
Kyle's not here.
And those guys.
Is that okay? I feel bad that you're here.
It's okay because I was able to talk about get to the river.
Oh, sorry.
Is
that your part?
No, oh, you came for that one too?
Okay. Is that okay?
I could bring it up now and then bring it up again next month.
Well, but Kyle is always the one. Kyle's like the chair or whatever. He's like, is that okay? Okay, let's do that. Put that up to the top too.
But there was also those other guys that wanted to hear as well.
You're going to be at the top of the agenda next
time.
Yeah,
the start of the agenda.
Yes, you will.
Okay.
And then if you want, you can skip out if you want, so you don't have to stay on time. Unless these are fun and everything. But, do you have anything you said?
No.
Probably more than you should, right?
Right.
We appreciate you being here. Anybody, anything else that you're going to raise your hand?
Oh, no.
Anybody? Okay, so motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Thank you, Jeff. All in favor?
Aye.
If there's anything different that you want on the posters for the Kite Festival or any other specifics for the Open Spoke, just let me know.
Oh, okay.
It helps for a selection if I can say, we got
when I talked to the DJ, I asked him if we could do a cakewalk, so we'll do, and I thought maybe just get like some treats from Wings. That's what we've done before to give away. That was fun to have that. So I think we'll do
cakewalk
or treat walk, maybe not treat just walk. Cake. Yeah,
I like the cakewalk.
And you guys have a bubble machine now.
So, I wasn't. Elisa, were you here? Were you?